In the Psicha, and we're in the middle of learning about why it doesn't pay to speak Lashon Hara. If you can do an Aveira, you might as well enjoy a good piece of something that gives you pleasure. Why do Lashon Hara, which has so many Aveiras? Now, Lavav, when I first read it, I thought the Chofetz Chaim is stretching it a bit. But he shows that there's a source. Oh, you need me. Sorry. The one who speaks and the one who listens, both are over on the Aveira of Chil Hashem. In speaking or listening to Lashon Hara, there's no taiva, is that true? There's no normal taiva. And you can't identify a specific benefit. That through that, his Yetzirah was misgaber. Now the source that is no taivo ahano and lashon hara is a Gemara in Tainis Daf Ches, which is brought here in the Be'er Mayim Chaim, which says that lasid lavai, the complaint to the snake, to the nachash, will be that a lion is Darius Vayichol because it enjoys its food. But you, who have equal hana from eating meat and eating dust, why do you start up with people? I know, it's... this Gemara says... let's see, is you're saying the Chofetz Chaim contradicts or the Gemara in Tainis? Yeah. So you're right. Let me just finish this Gemara. Gemara says, what a no do you have? We say to the Nachash. So the Nachash responds, Uma Yisrin Lebal Haloshin. Rashi says, Misapin Lashonar, Fisha Ein Lai Hano. So I don't know. It's like Rishu was saying, before he said, Yoivran Gaiva, right? When you speak Lashonar, Yoivran Gaiva, you're showing you're better than the other guy. There's some pleasure in showing you better than the other guy, isn't there?
Even Rechilus is a Hanoah.
What's a Hanoah? Get even with the other guy?
No.
You're a know-it-all. You're a know-it-all. That's Gaiva. That's a
guy. I think, though, also, you can't neglect the first part, Ein Gozer Taiva.
Is there a Taiva Lashon Hara?
It depends what Sviva you're in. If you're downstairs at a Kiddush and Shulva,
there's no Taiva.
No, there's a lot of Taiva.
Eating kugel, what do you need?
It's called a juicy piece of Lashon Hara.
A juicy piece of Lashon Hara. So what does he mean? Does he mean... There are two possibilities. Either the Chofetz Chaim couldn't imagine that someone could have... Or, more likely, the Chofetz Chaim is saying that's such an imagined desire, taiva, and there's such an imagined benefit that people should be able to overcome it.
I think it's more likely that the Chofetz Chaim was on such a madrega that he couldn't envision himself,
that anybody would want to do it. Like, I can't imagine why anybody would want to sleep late in the morning. Not such a high madrega. The problem is, he did say that this gaiva earlier, but that's a benefit, or I guess people like, no?
Self-esteem.
Self-esteem.
He's building his own self-esteem at the expense of somebody else,
yeah. Okay.
What?
But that's a pleasure. There are two chidushim in this piece. One chidush is that there's no benefit and no taiva and lashon hara. It's one chiddush. The other chiddush is that when you do that, you're over on Chil Hashem. So the second chiddush, at least he documents on bottom. And the truth is, he documents that there's no taiva from the case of the snake. But the snake is talking about a physical benefit, not about a Yetzirah benefit. I know, it sounds like the Chofetz Chaim feels that it's easier for a person to overcome the taiva to lashon hara than the taiva for other aveiros in which a person has a benefit. So I don't know.
On my low level, I have to disagree with that conclusion.
because you have a taiva for it.
Definitely very hard to resist.
Yeah, very hard to resist.
The ability to speak is like such an easy thing to do.
Oh, it's easy to do without thinking, but that's all, that's true, but there, he says in the bottom that if it would be clear to a person that it's an Aveira, he wouldn't do it. You know, sometimes I feel about Vesikin. Sometimes Vesikin is very early, but sometimes people daven like 5 minutes off Vesikin. So I feel it's Kfira. In other words, if they really believed, Chazal say it, Tfilah Vesikin is more Makobel than a non Vesikin. So which person in his right mind wouldn't give the 5 minutes, the 10 minutes, why wouldn't he do it? It's like a shtickle kfira in believing it. There's some people who have to get to work. I'm not saying, I don't paint together with the same brush, but in general, he really just doesn't believe Chazal. What Seder?
The Seder is davening at a certain time. He's used to doing the same. To deviate,
that's not a logical argument.
I didn't say it's logical.
Not logical at all. So what I say is, if the person will really believe Divrei Chazal, he would do it differently. Maybe if a person really believed Chazal, he would get a 4:30 also. I don't know. But the 5-10 minute difference, it's hard for me to understand. Now, some people have to run to work. I want to learn to dive. I'm not saying. But I mean, in general, it's hard to understand. Why are there minyanim that miss Vesikin by 5 minutes?
Now that Vesikin is a little later, you should announce that there are two minyanim instead of...
No, the first minyan makes Vesikin, Marty.
What?
The first minyan makes Vesikin.
I know, but next week, it's going to be later than this.
First come this week.
Well,
first come, believe that. Yeah. But,
I
would imagine
you took a poll.
What?
Yeah.
People would say they have less of the HR and the Taurus or stuff like that than they do for
Lashon Hara. You're right. I think most people have. All right, so I don't know. Maybe the Chofetz Chaim just didn't understand it. There's some people who have a different nature. I don't know.
And yet the whole Lashon Hara council guy.
That was the point. Yeah, it's hard to understand. All right. Okay, I don't know. Maybe he didn't understand. I tell the boys in my shiur, I don't understand why a person would sleep late. Not because of the tzidkis, I just don't understand it. I remember when I was in high school, before I even started learning seriously, in 9th grade and 10th grade, I used to be in yeshiva at 8 o'clock. We used to play basketball from 8 to 9 in the morning. Like, why would a person sleep till 7 or 8 o'clock? You can get up at 6 o'clock and then get it, make it to be yeshiva in time for basketball. What? Has nothing to do. People sleep late. It's innate. Some people have that nature. I have my own chesroiness, but that chesroin I happen not to have. It's true. Thank you. I said I have my own chesroiness. He said it's true. Okay. Some people make a Kabbalah Yom Kippur that they should get up early. I remember one year I made a Kabbalah Yom Kippur that I was going to sleep a little more at night because I felt that some of my learning suffered from it. I just, I guess I enjoy living. Why should I spend my life sleeping?
For the rabbi myself,
yes.
Kabbalah, I'm not going to drink. I'm not going to be a drinker.
Yeah, it's easy
so
for me.
I hate drinking, so what's it say?
So maybe the Chofetz Chaim had that with Lashon Hara. Okay, I didn't understand. That ends on reading the top part. Okay, Nachshav Avin Ezeh, Kemered Uprikas Oil Malchus Shemayim B'Alma, Umechal Shem Shemayim Ezeh, that's called Chil Hashem. It's a Devarenu, Afilu B'Stamish Yisrael, every Jew. Ubefrat U'Mishchoshuv, Shakur Mustaklin Al Maisav, and he speaks Lashon Hara, B'Vadai Mishchal Hashem Ayde Ezeh. Well, achas kama v'kama im hoya averes eberabim bevadai shechet kol lo admiyot shenikru mechal shem shemayim berabim. So as I said, there are two parts of the Chofetz Chaim. One part, which we have a hard time with, is saying that you have no hanor taiva hanor gashmi. Now, if we allow that there's no taiva hanor gashmi over chil Hashem, so that he brings in the bottom. It's a beferish in the Yoreim, which he quotes verbatim mitzvah vav. Who writes, alav zeh yidvu kol hadovim. Everybody's got to worry about this one. Ki chil Hashem yeshtei v'kame devarim ein lam shir. Shekol ha-mevazah filu mitzvah achas u'mekel klal b'kvayt shamayim nikru mechal Hashem. He says someone who's mekel is mechal Hashem. He doesn't even say if he has no benefit. Somebody who's openly flaunts in Aveira, It's over on Chilul Hashem as well. So later he says, "Hanimtza b'zeh b'chol avaydish v'aylam." The Chofetz Chaim writes, "Is there any avera like this? If you see someone eating chazim, you say, don't eat chazim. Next time he's not going to eat in front of you. Tell someone, don't speak Lashon Hara." He says, "What do you mean? The guy is a and he does it worse. You know, the response is to do it even worse." So anyway, it's something of an issue, of a problem.
In the sense that most losas things that you do are individual things. If you eat something that's prohibited or you miss minyan. But Lashon Hara is more of a group, communal.
Yeah, you cause other people also to be.
And they influence you.
They influence you.
So you're
it feeds on itself. It's true.
And the Chofetz Chaim says that this sin is considered a rebellion and a repudiation of God's will. You say rebellion, any time you go against the king, the government, Hashem, it's a rebellion. You're rebelling against his will. So why is this avera any different?
So what he's saying is this, that in avera, where someone has a taiva, someone sneaks off and eats on Yom Kippur or takes a drink. Mm-hmm. So it's also rebellious. But at least we understand he was very hungry, he was very thirsty. It's his fault, he's not supposed to do it, but at least it's explainable that he had a weak moment. Chofetz Chaim, in his understanding that there's no benefit or desire in Lashon Hara, he says, how do you explain Lashon Hara? Like I say, you know, for that avera, you might as well go out and enjoy yourself. You know, why are you fasting Yom Kippur? Fasting Yom Kippur, eating Yom Kippur is a smaller avera than this. You know, you might as well. I mean, not you might as well, but it just doesn't. It shows a disregard for the Divrei Chazal when it comes to Lashon Hara.
They did a survey on all these scandals. How everybody wants they see, whether it be the royal family or something else. What shopping? They like to see somebody else.
You when they talk about scandals?
What?
When people talk about scandals, they're happy to see other people fall.
People fall, it raises them up. They feel that they're not so low anymore.
Compared.
Even the body can fall.
Okay.
This is a psychology, right?
Okay. I do want to point out that the parameters of Chilul Hashem are very different than what people understand from kindergarten and on. Chilul Hashem means that people talk about it. It's true that's Chilul Hashem. But the Rambam says Chilul Hashem is not tied to other people talking about it. If someone privately, all alone, could be Mechal Hashem, or Mekadesh Hashem. The example he gives is that Yosef, with Eishes Paitifar, was called, the Gemara Saita calls him a Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Society in Egypt didn't say anything good about him, but it caused Mekashem Shemayim because at a moment where there were no outside pressures for him to resist the temptation, he did it because he recognized the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything else made it easy for him to give in to his temptation. And that, the Rambam calls Kiddush Hashem. And the Bichtav Eliyahu writes in a Maimer on Kiddush Hashem that you can't be Mekayim Kiddush Hashem Barabim until you do it biyachid. He says, until a person in private resists Averis, Lashem Shemayim, he can't call him Barabim be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. He says, maybe he's be Mekadesh Shem Klal Yisrael. He wants people to say nice things about Jews. Or Mekadesh Shem Atzma. He wants people to say nice things about him. But if you want to become Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, it has to be that in private you do it first. And then it could be in public. It's a high bar. Okay, let's see. Actually, the clock I look at is not here anymore. We can go on forever. But let's see Mr. Zion, which is also a chiddush, which is a bit counterintuitive.
I understand that part. It says that no one, if anybody has a time or a, right? Every person has his
Talabid no sagidlay. Everybody has his good time.
Right? So, sure it could very well be, he doesn't know if he's going to be kind, but once he gets the opportunity,
what's
he
mean?
He does Kiddush Hashem. Once he may not have thought, but we don't know what
it's possible. It's possible, but not likely. If a person in pride, in the privacy of his home, gives into temptation, he knows he shouldn't do, so the fact that God sees him doesn't bother him. And then Barabim, when others see him, he resists temptation. So such a person is worried about Kfayt Atzmai. He's not worried about Kfayt Shemayim. He's worried about if you're going to catch him. That's the point he makes. And you could have individuals who are doing for different reasons. And Mitzvah Zayin. There's an aveir of sinas chinam, which is an aveir we talk about often. Don't hate your brother in your heart. Now listen to what the Chofetz Chaim says. When he's in front of you, you say, ah, you're palsy wowsy. But shalom b'fana mavish esreichem ibnei acherim. When he's not around, you speak negatively about him in front of others. Say Lashon Hara and say, don't tell him I said so. Now, the Chofetz Chaim is going with the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is, unless sister Sechicha Bovavecha, if you hate somebody, if you tell him, you're not over the Avera. The Avera is only Lysisna Sechicha Bilvavecha. If you hate him in your heart without telling him. But it says like the brothers hated Yosef, but they weren't over an Avera. They told him. So there's no Avera if you tell him. Like I say, it's a bit, we call it counterintuitive. You would think, if you hate him, at least don't make it an open fight. Don't make it an open fight. So here in my biurim on the Be'er Mayim Chaim, he says that the Chofetz Chaim is going with Dasa Rambam. The Chol Hamares Sinasei Lechaveira Isulei Hava Bechlal Avdalei Sisna. Yishom Yenad Iver. But he brings from the Shiltis Namik Shaila, where he shows that there are at least other Shitas in the Rishayim or in the Gainim that hold that Achas Kama Vakama, telling him is worse. Now there are usually two arguments. What do people usually tell me? I say, why is it us only in your heart and not if you tell people? Well, what's the response those people have? Why would it be worse if you hold it in than if you tell people? Most people say, because if you tell him, at least it's possible you make peace. It's possible you tell him, you know, he'll say, why do you hate me? You know, maybe it'll come to peace. If you keep it in your heart, it won't come to a resolution. That may be a good reason. The Chofetz Chaim writes a different reason. He writes that when you hate someone in your heart, he doesn't know to be on guard against you. He doesn't know, like in front of you, not to do things that might compromise him. Whereas if you tell him, at least he knows. So that's enough of a reason to say it's not a Kal V'Chaimer. The Shilta says Kal V'Chaimer. Madach in your heart, certainly orally. Alright, so that's the... So what do we learn today? That everyone should go out, and if they're sinner, you got to go out and tell them. So I don't know. But yeah, we might. Yeah. Okay.
If you meet him secretly in your heart, why would you do something? Why should he protect himself?
Yeah, but you tell other people, hey, you know what he did, but don't tell him I told you. You know, like that. We're talking about such a person.
It's not secret in your heart
anymore. Yeah, it's true. He's right. He's not Bilvavecha. Chofetz Chaim is saying that if you tell other people, that's still Bilvavecha, as long as you don't tell him. Could be, I don't know.
Doesn't Nashi Voracious somewhere use the term a chaspa pev, a chaspa lev?
Yeah, there's an idea of being a hypocrite. I mean, this person is achas pepev, achas balei. It's interesting. They bring here from the Stipler an erichin. Erichin is there's the blot on the dalit esva. There's a blot of Gemara on dinei loshon hara is an erichin of all places. So there, Rashi is also not like the Rambam. Rashi also says l'sisachim b'vavecha. Even if you tell them, it doesn't change anything. You're still over. And the Aveira, Sinas Chinam, is in all cases. Whether you tell them or you don't tell them.
But it's not in your heart.
Yeah, but it's in your heart, plus. There's a logic. There's a logic that it's...
So then it's worse.
Right, so that's the issue. The issue is, do you say Bovavacha Kol Shkein B'Peh? Or do you say Bovavcha?
It's like a Nos Devorim also. A Nos Devorim, you make the guy feel bad.
Nastavar. So therefore, what? It's worse. Yeah, say it. Well, I'll say,
the other guy doesn't know anything. His happiness is ignorance. He's happy. Why
make him sad?
Why tell him that I hate you? Now he's going to be unhappy forever.
What if he's saying that's Nas Tavarim, you know, he's saying, where does that make him?
What if he did
something? So, yeah, Chosef said the argument, if you spoke Lashon Hara about someone who offended him, you should go and tell him Lashon Hara.
One second, the famous story that Rabbi said about Rabbi Shaul Salanta. Rabbi Shaul Salanta was with this individual on the train.
But that's something else. Yeah.
So much aggressiveness.
But
so at the end,
it was native to him.
He went out of his way because his voice was trying to be a shirk, and he held him up. So they told him, "I understand you. You're treating him much better than anybody else." So he said, "In order for me to forgive him, the best way for me to forgive him is to help him." Then I feel.
Oh, so Matthias has a very good idea. If you hate somebody. So you should go out, you know, do blah. First you go out, they say, I hate you, I'm going to do you all kinds of tavers now, and that's what you're saying, right? You go be native to him.
I'm
so slight to be
this. Went out of his way to help him. Just a very good psychologist.
Shouldn't have
terumas. When you say psychologist, if you help somebody, you feel a bond to the person.
Okay.
Right?
I'm not working. What happens if somebody did legitimately something wrong to you?
Yeah.
I stole money from you. Are you allowed to in your heart?
It's interesting. It says later in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, the Rosh says, if someone hits you, you're allowed to hit him back. That's what it says in the Rosh. And the Rosh, I don't think it's in the Losh and the Rosh, but those who explain it say something like, a person is not an Evan Doiming, that if someone does bad to him, he's allowed to, allowed to hit him back. He's even part of him paying. Someone hits you, you hit him back, you're part of him paying damages. So, this idea.
I used to come.
Yeah, so it's more to the Mishnah has a lashon by certain things people do where you can't take action in court. It says, Yesh loy olav tarumais. You're allowed to have complaints to him. So, Rishon Salanta writes that you need a head to have tarumas. You can't just have tarumas on other Jew. But Chazal is saying certain things a person does to you is a head to tarumas. You're allowed to have complaints to him. Now, whether that's sinna, I'm not sure. You know, sometimes it's very hard to cut the line between tarumas and sinna, but that's what he says.
Then we're above a kama. The Bible, somebody has to ask him the chibah, right?
The Mishnah.
And he should be meichel.
He should be meichel. Remember from Avi Melech and Avraham.
You don't have to be meichel.
Why? Remember why? The reason is because he can't fix it. If someone... Very interesting. It says, if someone says Lashon Hara about you, you're supposed to be Meichel. If someone is Maitzi Shemra, he starts rumors, negative rumors about you, so you don't have to be Meichel unless he fixes it. How's he going to fix it? He let out a rumor about you.
Lashon Hara
is not Maitzi Shemra. It's not Maitzi Shemra. Maitzi Shemra means you've been labeled by society. Certainly, there are types of Lashon Hara that would be Maitzi Shemra. But it's Sheker. Yeah, then it's so the interesting is that there's a letter to Reb Chaim Knievsky. Somebody asked if someone shtered his shidduch, whether he has to be meichel him. He was going out with somebody and someone messed up the shidduch like he did. So he says it's like Maisi Shemra. He messed me up. Now he can't fix it, and they're not going to come back. So maybe I don't have to be meichel. So Reb Chaim writes back that there's no such thing. If you're supposed to marry the person, that wouldn't have happened. He writes, "I'm supposed to marry, it wouldn't happen." To me, it's a chiddush. But the Gemara has the kasha. But Shemek Amar Gemara asks, "Could someone be magdim him?" So the Gemara says, "Betfila, berachmim betfila." But there are two versions there: rachmim, and then you'll end up marrying. V'nimtzis kaifer ba. You'll get the other the person who davens for it. They'll get it, but he'll end up divorcing her anyway, and the shidduch will go where it belongs. He'll end up divorcing her. Messed up the first person. Yeah, but it could be the Gemara means they'll go back to the first eventually. But.
The problem with that shita is that if you motzi shemer and shidduch, it not only affects that shidduch, but they could say it's a toelus to tell other people, and you could be messed up with other shidduchim as well. How do you correct that?
You're right. We, you know, I think we better not talk Lashon Hara or just not learn this because we're going to get...
There's a lot of manifestations and nuances.
Absolutely. Money can give you back.
What?
Money can give back. Shemra, you can't reach
back. He's
not. Yes.
No, exactly.
You don't have to be Michael. If he was Gair Mehefsin, you don't have to be Michael.
He's Gair Mehefsin?
So you don't have to be Michael for sure until he gives you the money back. Sure, Gram is Chayv Edin Eshomayim. It's Chayv to pay. And next week, unfortunately, I'm again have Shibudim Monday and Tuesday. So next week, Wednesday and Thursday, Mitzvah Hashem. Wednesday and Thursday, Mitzvah Hashem next week. And it'll be the last Wednesday and Thursday of the year, right? Because Rosh Hashanah is Monday and Tuesday. What? I think at least the psicha we should continue. It's first of all, it might help us with Lashon Hara. And second of all, there's so many ideas in the psicha. So much. The next one, Lashon Hara.